A damning report into Operation Burnham has found that a child was likely killed during the 2010 raid of an Afghan village, and that the Defence Force misled the public and ministers. The Attorney General has released the findings of the inquiry sparked by allegations made in the book Hit and Run. It describes the Defence Force's response as woeful, inexcusable and unacceptable. It says while the operation was professional and legal, and there was no organisational strategy to cover up, the Defence Force knew it may have killed or injured civilians, but continued to tell the public and its minister otherwise. The Chief of Defence says he is deeply sorry and says frontline troops were let down by their senior commanders. Here's our political reporter Yvette McCullough.
Attorney General David Parker says the public's trust in the Defence Force will be shaken by the revelations in this report.
New Zealanders, I think, will be shocked at some of the conclusions reached by this report. In respect of command structures and transparency through to government, they will have proper questions.
The inquiry found that 7 men were killed, 3 of whom were identified as insurgents. 2 others had links to insurgents, but no firm conclusion was reached, and it could not be determined whether the 2 others were civilians or not. A young girl was also likely killed, but not the girl Fatima depicted in the book. The report found that the operation complied with rules of engagement and international humanitarian law. Mr. Parker says the most damning conclusion in the report is that the Defence Force continued to say concerns about civilian casualties were baseless, even when they knew that was wrong.
NZDF continued to repeat its incorrect statements, both publicly and to ministers, due to failures of organisational structure, systems and culture. NZDF personnel edited out of reports from Afghanistan that there may have been civilian casualties.
The report says a senior SAS officer displayed an inexcusable lack of care and rigour in misrepresenting the findings of a report which said civilian casualties were possible. This was accepted without question by his superiors, despite contradicting evidence being available. Mr. Parker says these failings undermined civilian control of the military and ministerial accountability. The inquiry also confirmed that an insurgent, Kari Miraj, was punched in the stomach by an NZSAS member.
The assault was not as serious as portrayed in the book, but in saying that, I'm in no way attempting to downplay it. Any assault in these circumstances is unacceptable.
Despite strong evidence Miraj was tortured after he was placed into Afghan custody, the report found senior leaders and ministers were not briefed and no further action was taken. It says this breached obligations under the Geneva Convention. Mr. Parker says while the report finds that the Hit and Run book contains many inaccuracies, in important aspects, it was right.
Without the book, the findings of the report and its important recommendations would not have been possible. Given this, it is right to acknowledge that the book has performed a valuable public service.
One of the book's authors, John Stevenson, says he feels vindicated.
They had evidence, they had video footage indicating that civilians had died and were injured, including video of a child's body, and yet that information was withheld.
However, he's concerned the severity of the report's criticisms aren't being fully conveyed.
I'm concerned that they're being downplayed by the Defence Force, not only initially and throughout the inquiry, but even now it seems like the Attorney General is not really prepared to accept the extent to which the inquiry has condemned some of the actions of the Defence Force.
Air Marshal Kevin Short has acknowledged and apologised for the errors he says were compounded over several years.
We let our frontline people down through a series of organisation and administrative failings that saw incorrect information provided to ministers and to the New Zealand public. And for that, I am deeply regretful.
The inquiry makes several recommendations, including a review of the Defence Force's organisational structure and the establishment of an independent watchdog. Air Marshal Short says he accepts and welcomes the recommendations.
We must be better at the way we record, store and retrieve information and then subsequently present that information to ministers and the public. We must be more professional in the way in which we support our frontline troops. I will ensure that this happens.
Defence Minister Ron Mark says he has confidence in Air Marshal Short and his commitment to transparency and accountability. He says it's critical to maintain public confidence in the Defence Force that the harsh lessons highlighted in this report are applied. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Yvette McCullough.